We travel to Lansing, where lawmakers are in the midst of debate over how teachers in Michigan should be evaluated. Hearings were held today at the state capitol, and Jake Neer, reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network, was there. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Zoe.
So there's this bipartisan package of bills in front of this education committee. What's in them?
Well, this is kind of going off of what the Michigan Council for Educator Effectiveness put together in terms of recommendations last year. That's lawmakers had a long process of putting together a teacher tenure reform bill a couple years ago. Part of that was making sure that they had a way to evaluate teachers, how good what kind of job they were doing across the state. And so this council put together a series of recommendations, very detailed. And this is the legislative part of that, trying to get them through the legislature and get a system in place as soon as possible.
So what did you hear today at these hearings?
Well, the goal is supposed to be to get teachers to not necessarily be punitive, because we've been hearing a lot about, if teachers aren't effective, they should be fired, or their pay should be decreased or increased based on how effective they are. When the report came out, the commission said, we don't want to be dealing with that. We want to be positive here, right? We want to make everyone happy and give them the tools they need to be successful instead of just cracking the whip. So everyone seems to be pretty encouraged by the fact that these bills have sort of, at least what members of the committee are saying, is that these bills provide a good starting point for that. But it should be mentioned also that if teachers or administrators who are also going to be assessed with the new system, if it gets passed, can be fired if they persistently get low, scores on their evaluations. So there is a punitive component to this, but the goal is supposed to be let's be positive here.
Well, so back in the fall when the recommendations first came out, one of the issues was this idea of not tying teacher salaries directly to student performance. So it sounds like that is not part of this. But what is then? How would teachers be evaluated?
It's a list of different criteria that would be put together. There are two major components of it. The first is basically observation, getting input from a variety of sources on how teachers are doing, including administrators. Also some talk about getting feedback from students and other people who work with these teachers on a regular basis. But the other component of it is standardized tests, and that's something that the state is working on trying to put in place right now. We're moving away from the MEEP test that so many people in Michigan are familiar with. But they're trying to decide exactly what to replace that with, and whatever test gets put in place will play a big role in this. But opponents of the state's new standards, the Common Core standards, and also a lot of the tests and exams that we're thinking about replacing the MEEP with.
These are the smarter balanced assessments.
The smarter balanced assessment, yes. These are the guys that are most concerned about the evaluation system, it seems like, because they don't want to, be putting teachers in a position where a big portion of their job evaluation is based on these things that they don't like. That's a balancing act to play. But one way they've dealt with that is they're going to try to phase in the standardized test component over a couple of years. It's not right away, half of your teacher evaluation is based on standardized tests. They're going to try to start off easy on that and then sort of phase in, how much weight that has.
Jake Neer, reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network, at Education Committee hearings today in the State House looking at teacher evaluations. Jake, thanks so much.
Thanks, Zoe.